Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful healing night. And we have a sponsor on tonight, which is Annika. She'll be asking some questions a little bit later on here, maybe in about 5 minutes or so. And we'll just see how that works out and what she has to ask about and how we can help her and help you with these questions. So this is great to have some extra input. And we'll first do some entity work here. Let's just first see if our co-host Sylvia is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, I'm here. Welcome, everyone. It's wonderful to have you with us tonight. And like Ron said, we have a very special guest sponsor for this evening's show, and she'll be coming on in just a minute or two. And we'll be having some wonderful healing energies and also answering questions that Annika has about the light ship, and I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. This is the first of the shows that we are doing, having listeners sponsor the shows. So if this is something that you're interested in, we'll let you know how to get involved in that by the end of the hour. So just sit back, relax, enjoy this wonderful evening. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, we'll do some entity releasing here. So again, you want to just sit back, relax, nothing for you to do. And we're working with the bottom of your feet and working your way up now to your knees, to your waist. And here we go, coming up. Solar plex area now, going to your shoulders, down your arms, neck and head. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body right now. These are entities, we call them ghosts. You see them in a room. They're actually emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they need energy, so they come into us, to our physical body, to take our life force energy from us. And if they get into our consciousness, which a lot of them do, they can actually control the body. And if you notice, if you saw any, say, programs on TV or pictures of people who've been incarcerated, their eyes are always glossed over, which is very sad because entities are running their body. And the poor body is held accountable for the actions of the entities. And the spirit is just kind of probably very distraught because it cannot be with that person any longer because it's overtaken by entities. And people do kick their spirits out of their bodies, and that's because you cannot communicate with it. So people have been on drugs a lot, you know, hard drugs, alcohol or whatever. That's what's the case here. So we're going to bring more of you back in. Coming into your body, I'll count to 10 to command your spirit in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more of you is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So this show is mainly dedicated to get you into your body. This is the whole process to get your spirit with you more for ascension. And then we talk about the light ship. You take the Bible and replace the word Father with creation light ship. In our today's languaging, this is what it would be. So we're going to do now a chakra alignment with everybody. Going around to your heart center. There we go. Repositioning that so that you can get a lot of energy flowing into your invisible bodies. Going now to your throat chakra and third eye, going down now, power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. So we'd like to have them opened up more if you're in a quiet location. You may want to have this done. I'll use the word spin to open them up. And here we go. Go to your heart center first. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Now we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. Remember, you have to have your mental body. You may want to call it your ego self. It has to surrender to your heart, to your spirit, to get out of your head. And this is what we do now. We're going to drop it down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And each time I count the number backwards from 10 to 1, you may actually feel the energy move inside of your body. So here we go. 10, dropping down, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just let you sit there to experience this wonderful communion with your own spirit. You should feel very peaceful and just kind of relax. And we'll see you back in a minute or so here. Here, and we'll see if our special sponsor's on tonight, Annika. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. It's a great honor to be on here with you. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I'd love to hear about how ascension has happened in the past. If you would like to go a little bit further back, you know, before Jesus. There was 2,000 years before, and then when Jesus ascended, did any of his followers or the apostles ascend? If you can tell me more about that.
Okay, so let's see here. Yes, Jesus did do the ascension, and he came back. So did Mary Magdalene. And they came back to continue on with their mission, but it was a little different because the ascension teachings would only work forward to the next 2,000 years. So what we have here is, I think you maybe asked how many people did the ascension. Is that correct, Annika?
Yes, yes. Are you talking about the first time, as in the, or the 2000 before Christ or the one with Christ?
Okay, yes. We'll talk about before Christ then, okay?
Okay.
So before that, going back to 2000 B.C., there was not too many people that actually did the ascension. There was 92% still got shifted into the parallel universes. This is the population on the Earth. 8% inhaled spirit energy, and out of that, there was about 0.8% of them that actually left for good. So not too many people actually left here. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, so that wasn't
many. There isn't too many people who actually do the ascension. Everybody talks about it, you know, nowadays, but it's not really that well known.
No.
And you really have to be working on yourself to do this process. And this is to have your body leave. Naturally, the spirit leaves. But the 92%, we'll say 4,000 years ago, that did the sideways tangent of the dark side here, you people are basically still here. So this is your chance again to do this here.
Mm. And what about the apostles? Did they ascend the time when Jesus was here?
Yes, they all ascended and they came back also.
Uh-huh.
And there's many more than what they talk about. That'll be coming out in our book of Mary Magdalene.
So when you say they came back, did they incarnate again here?
Yes, they reincarnated again.
Mm-hmm.
Some picked their same bodies, and some of them actually had new bodies as far as having the spirit come back in again.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of them actually came and got rebirthed, you know, like from the get-go. And some actually came back with their physical body. Remember, the universe gets turned off and on, and it is a choice, you know, to come back, and you can come back in your same body that you were before, just like going to sleep at night and waking up, and you wake up, and everything is the same.
So Mary Magdalene, she was also with one of the, I know there was 12 Jesus incarnations at the same time. So she also ascended and came back, would you say?
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did they have children?
Yes, they did.
So would it matter then if somebody is, let's say, bloodline?
Okay. If you are associated living with the bloodline of either Mary Magdalene or Jesus, that bloodline is so corrupted now with judgment that I don't think it holds any more spiritual integrity than anybody else. Because of all the judgments in the last 2,000 years of ancestors. So remember, to keep a bloodline pure, you have to actually keep working on yourself, and that goes into your DNA. So I don't perceive that bloodline as being anything that's, we'll say, holy or pure or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And also, this particular ascension time that we're facing now, does this mean the end of this world as we know it, or will there still be some people that will want to stay with this?
Well, the Earth is no longer going to be here because the Earth spirit this time chose to leave. The last time it actually hung in here because it didn't want... Remember, if the Earth spirit did not rematerialize itself, we'll just say 4,000 years ago, the dark side would have no place to put you because you have to resonate to the Earth spirit. Your body does. So all of a sudden, all those people, all those souls that were here, spirits, would no longer be in existence totally. So it had to reappear itself over again and rematerialize itself, the Earth spirit, into the Earth blueprint. Otherwise, all those people would no longer be anywhere. They'd be trapped in the dark side, kind of in limbo someplace, or being held captive. So when the Earth did get rematerialized 4,000 years ago, and the same 2,000 years ago, the negative side, which took people in parallel lifetimes to prevent you from doing the ascension, you had a place to come to once the universe is turned back on again. And the Earth spirit then rematerialized the Earth planet. This time, it's no longer going to be materialized. So it could be with another spirit, but it will no longer have bodies like ourselves created by the Earth Spirit on it. It could have the same type of body, but it would be at a different resonant frequency.
Okay. So this is all interesting. I was wondering about Saint Bernadette. You've been bringing her in, and I looked up on her pictures that, you know, you can see how well preserved she was after her death. And obviously she didn't take her body with her when she died.
Yes, the lightship Ashley is holding the physical body as we see it on the outside. It does have life force energy in it, so every cell of her body that you physically see, that you look at, Ashley is alive, even though the physical body is no longer living. So the blueprint of what's on the surface of her body, let's use that terminology, is actually still full of life force energy. That's why the body has not decomposed.
So is she? So it's just her physical body, like her spirit is obviously with the creation lightship.
Yes, it is on the lightship, yes, but the body now has been energized by the lightship, and it's like held there the way it is laying there in the glass casket, if you would say that. And it is typically a light body that is materializing into a physical form.
So is there a particular reason to go and see her, or do we get energy from just watching her here on Earth?
I think it's more of just a demonstration of what a light body can do. May not be talked that way, but this is what the lightship did for her, to actually energize the physical body. So the body actually would be like in the ascension state, if you would, even though it's not actually living, but the everything in the physical structure is basically full of life force energy, and the life force energy is energizing the blueprint, and that is now physical. So that is her light body as materialized physically, even though the body, you know, is not, in a sense, living, but it does have life force energy to it. When I energize here for people, sometimes with the pictures that I have, you actually see her almost come to life. It's quite a beautiful sight to see.
So,
may I interject something here?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sylvia.
Oh, I wanted to say thank you so much for coming on this program tonight, Annika, and your questions are just really great. And I was wondering if you would like to have Ron bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette and maybe the energy of the Lord's water to experience before your next question.
Perfect.
Sure, we could do that. So,
okay.
We'll bring the energy in from the light beam. So, if you're new to the program, just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing and bring up the light beam on your screen. It's about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And here we go. So, this will be the energy of Saint Bernadette coming through the light beam. And this will be her spirit energy from the lightship. And it'll start, it takes about 10 seconds to energize the photograph. And you may actually see it change colors. And most people actually see it become more three-dimensional. And to me, the eyes are very interesting because once they get energized, you can actually almost move yourself into the eyes because it's so beautiful. And that love energy is quite awesome here. And so here she is. She's becoming energized. And this is the energy of Saint Bernadette coming to you through your monitor screen right now, and it connects to your heart center. There we go. Do you feel that, Annika and Sylvia?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, it's just very, very strong tonight, really beautiful. If you just put your focus on your heart center, I'm sure many of you will be able to feel that beautiful energy coming in.
It feels great here. We'll bring in the energy now of the water from Lourdes, France. And I'd like to bring that through the Creation Lightship insignia. So if you like, scroll down on your monitor screen, maybe about halfway down, and you're going to see it pop up there. And it looks like a caduceus in a sense here, but it's completely different. And this is what we wear on our little pocket up on the left side, and on our long white coats that we have on the lightship for those who are humanoid. And they're just above our top of our wrist here, one on each side. So here we go. This is being energized now. And you're going to start to feel the energy of water. And this is the same water that was in Lourdes, France here. And it's coming through right now. You might even feel your body change because it's going to connect with the water inside of your body and also re-energize that. I'll just put some music on. You can enjoy this experience here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here. Just back to you, Annika. You have another question to ask here?
Yeah. You know, I've been looking through your master list of services, and there's so many good ones, and there's so much information on there, and so many that you're doing that it's sometimes really hard, for me anyway, to kind of figure out what do I need right now, because I kind of want to do them all right now.
Yes.
It's a bit of a problem. Anyway, I was thinking about the glitches. Sometimes I find I have kind of glitches in my thinking, or I might be doing, I'm a multitasking mother, and run around and do 50 things at the same time, which isn't always advisable, but I feel like I have to. And I seem to forget a lot of things, but it's not just being forgetful. I notice that I actually can't remember certain parts of what I actually did, and it's as if that is erased, like small segments of time erased from my memory. So I looked at your past lifetime clone bodies, living on parallel Earth, or current lifetime living on parallel clone bodies, living on parallel Earth, or you have like four different ones that relates to that.
Yes.
I don't know if it's something you can do a sample of.
Or yeah, we could do a little sample of that here. So what we'll do is let's first do the mind looping, okay? And that clearing deals with people who maybe say the same phrase over and over again, and or people that somehow get stuck kind of in a rut physically. They keep doing the same thing over and over again, and they don't know how or why. So it's kind of like being controlled. So what we're going to do is, and all this clearings that we do deal with mind energy, mind control energy. So if you look at the list of services, it's all under the umbrella of that. Remember, the heart energy will never do any of this to you. So this is the dark side energies, the ET energies that are here controlling you. So we're going to do a mind looping here, just a sample. We'll go back 5 days, and you can experience this here. And this could be even for people who may possibly stutter. I won't say it's guaranteed for that, but some people get the information so quickly that they have to stutter. And also, it gets you into a continuous loop of a pattern, okay? So this is helping to release patterns from you. So here we go. 5 days ago, this is for mind looping. Cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So you may feel a change, and you might feel a little more present in your body with this clearing here. And next we're going to do the parallel Earth cloned planet. And on this planet that's cloned by the dark side, it also has Earth cloned physical bodies. And you're one of those, okay? So it could be just like we have here. Remember, it's like going to the cinema, and you're seeing the exact same view, maybe in 20,000, or I mean, excuse me, maybe 2,000 motion pictures, and you're actually on every one of those here at the same time. And you're on the outside looking at all these here, wondering what's going on. That's because this is how the dark side takes your energy from you, your emotional energy. They live on your traumas. So here we go. We're going to take you out of five of these lifetimes. And what I'd like you all to do is just to think about a physical condition, a problem that you're dealing with, because naturally this is transferred from those lives into the one you have now. And here we go. As your spirit brings you back this information. So number five cleared, four cleared, three cleared, two cleared, and one cleared. Now we're going to do the same type of healing, and this is for the parallel lifetimes that are not known to us, and they're in different dark side planets, okay, which you go into. So these are not recognizable to you, but they still affect you. And the original one, the first one here, this is where you have your deja vu patterns. You might even have dreams of going into a strange place, which may terrorize you. You might see strange, life forms there, and you wake up in the morning in a cold sweat, wondering what happened to you. Well, that's because you were actually bringing back the information to you. And you probably got very scared because you saw these strange-looking things. And a lot of those beings are transferred into our sci-fi movies here. The people are able to bring that energy forth and to make pictures about them. So here we go. Five cloned, but planets with cloned bodies like yourself. Cleared, four cleared, three cleared, two cleared, and one cleared. This clearing normally is a heavier clearing than the first one. Now we're going to do your energies of your spirit. So this had to do with your spirit energy. Now we're going to do the planetary energies. Now the planetary is what actually cords your body. So here we go. And these are planets that kind of mimic the planets of the light. So here we go. Take you out of five planets. Again, think of a physical condition that you're dealing with. So first one released, second released, third released, fourth released, and fifth released. And now we're going to go to planets that are strictly in the dark side only, that were not created by the light. So they have a different blueprint entirely. Same process. Number five released, four released, three released, two released, and one released. Okay. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika, And also, okay. Sylvia, if you want to comment on this healing here.
Well, I just feel a lot calmer from even that. Part of what I've been having problems with is a strange anxiety that I don't feel relates to anything in particular, but it could just be anything. And it's usually more at night. And I've had a lot of nights where I've been waking up and just feeling worried about something I didn't do, perhaps, or, you know, something silly even. And you did a sample of the sludge body clearing and then an alignment clearing the other day, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh.
And that really, really helped me. It was the first time I actually went to bed that night and fell asleep with my daughter at 9 and woke up at 8 in the morning. So,
oh, that's great.
That was, yeah, very, very powerful. So I don't know if you want to go into those again, too.
Okay, I'll do the sludge body here. So I'll talk about that, what it is. The dark side has to come into our energetic system some way. And so far, it's what we call the sludge body. I don't have any other word for it other than that. To me, it looks like it's like sticky tar around us that they create. You know, it's it looks like molasses. And they somehow come to us and interface that energy of the sludge body, and they come into our body. This is how they connect to us. And after they connect to us, then they take our energetic bodies and move them, and they twist them around in different degrees, okay? So we'll first remove the sludge body here, part of it from you here, just to give you a little relief here. And I'm now finding that there's another step to the sludge body, so we're going to be doing two different series, number one and number two. So this will be number one clearing here. And number two goes much more in depth. It kind of goes in between the tissues of your skin. That's how I'm perceiving it right now. It's brand new. So here we go, the sludge body clearing. I'll count to 10, and it'll take away some of this energy as much as it can. And this clearing that I do is considered a whole life clearing. So I go from your current age back to your conception. So I'll just count to 10 and take away some of this energy from you here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You may kind of examine yourself now. You might feel a little bit lighter, maybe on the outside of you. And how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Well, the thing I noticed with that clearing and also the one that you did a little bit earlier, I think it was the mind looping, is as that energy lifts from the body, it's so much easier to kind of have your spirit energy really come in and also to feel that you're just in your heart center. So I'm thinking that both of those are really kind of like interference that the dark side does that kind of prevents you from what you would, you know, naturally do if that influence wasn't there.
That's good. And Annika, do you want to comment too?
Yeah, that really feels really, really good for me too. And maybe what goes along with that or another one that I know you also do is the lack energy, you know, the getting rid of what is holding us back and what is it that causes us to not be fully in our bodies.
Yes, that's a good clue. Yeah, we do the lack energy on the conference calls. So
yeah.
If you're interested in that one, you want to get on my conference calls. And they're Mondays and Fridays for $20 at 5:30 PST. And we do the lock energy normally also on the four-hour ascension calls, which is normally the third Saturday of each month at 1 PST. So what we'll do next here, we'll do the timing bodies here. So I'll just pick on three of these for you. Select three. I shouldn't say pick on, but we'll select three. And we're going to change them 20 degrees here for you. And these bodies can be way out of alignment, They can be, I just did a person today, I think it was 700 degrees out. And so just think of just having your body turned around and turned around, and, you know, it can't ever align properly with your divine energy because it's out of alignment. And this is what the dark side does to you. So here we go. We'll take one of your bodies, and the light chip will decide which one to take, and we'll move it 20 degrees for you. It won't be in alignment, but it will be closer to it, to 0 degrees. So here we go. So first body, just kind of sit back and relax. You may actually feel something turn inside of you. A lot of people will experience that when I do this at my workshops. They actually feel like their inside of their body is turning, and they do feel sometimes dizzy. And this is perfectly normal for this. So here we go. 20 degrees, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15. I want to take a deep breath here if you feel a little different. And 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10. And here we go. 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5 degrees. And 4, 3, 2, and 1. So that got you closer to being into alignment. So if your body was, we'll say, at 200 degrees out, it's now at 180. So each time you move it closer, it feels a little better. Now we'll do body number 2 and move that one 20 degrees for you. So here we go. So 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15. And again, just take a deep breath. Feel the energy. 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and now we'll do body number 3. Here we go. 20 degrees, moving you back to normal, 20 degrees. So 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15. Another deep breath. 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10. Maybe another deep breath. 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. And 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just put some music on again and just kind of experience what you're experiencing here. And we'll see you back in a couple of minutes here. Want to get up and walk around a little bit. You might actually feel a little taller. You might feel your body actually repositioning itself. Some people, when I've done this, they always kind of turned their body slightly to one direction, and now they feel like they're straight when they're walking. I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Maybe you could mention what we're doing tonight for the newcomers here about our...
Okay, great. Okay. Well, if you've just tuned in with us tonight, we have a very special guest on. This is Annika. She's a lovely mother of think, two daughters from the West Coast, and she's been on the fast chat a lot. She's also done something very nice, which is she's created a Yahoo discussion group so that anybody that's interested in talking with each other, if they're going to the lightship or doing clearings with Ron, they have a place to communicate together. And she's with us tonight because she's sponsored this particular radio program, which is something that anyone can do now if they'd like to. And she's asking wonderful questions. And so I'll just turn it back over to you, Annika, to go into the next area that you'd like to discuss.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So I didn't fully get the name of that last healing that you do, Ron, where you align all of these bodies that are out of alignment.
That's the magnetic alignment body clearing.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really, really incredible one, too.
And this clearing, you don't have to have any other clearings to have this one. So you can get one from the get-go without having the emotional clearing. I recommend the emotional one first, but it is kind of needed, but this one may help you out immensely. So the lightship is willing to do this one without you having the emotional clearing. But still, I'd recommend doing the emotional one first.
Yeah.
Back to you, because the emotional one does so much for you. It'll change your life, where the other clearings can help you, but the emotional one puts you into the present moment mainly, and it clears out your crud in this lifetime. Everybody's trying to get rid of their baggage, and that clearing does that at least 95%. So that's what I recommend doing first. And for some people, they look at the list of services, you start looking at it, and you get overwhelmed because as you start reading things, you say, gee, I need this one and that one. And the first thing to do is to do our initial self-empowerment ones, and that will get you on your way. And don't, you can read the other ones, but after you have a clearing, you might feel that you're dealing with a lot of traumas in your life, so I should have the trauma clearing. Maybe the emotional will take that away from you. So as you have each individual clearing, you have a brand new focus to look at. And then the words will jump off the page typically, and you're going to know what you need next. So don't be overwhelmed. Just start, one thing at a time, and a lot of the clearings do overlap. So if you think you have an issue somewhere, maybe the clearing that you had previously will take care of the one that you're looking at. So this is the way the clearings work.
Yeah, I've totally noticed that sometimes before a clearing, I feel like I should have five, and then I've had one done, and it's felt like, okay, I don't need the other four right now.
Yes.
So it's been really, really good to experience that. So I noticed you have a prosperity empowerment clearing. And I like the sound of that.
And, yeah, I guess everybody probably would. Yeah, I'll do a little sample.
I think we all do.
This goes in many directions here. And what we're going to do for you, I did this at the workshop, one of my workshops back in New York here. And I would like you all, if you would, this is a little different, but it'll still work for you. Take out a something out of your wallet. You have a wallet or purse. Could be a coin. It could be a dollar bill or, $5, $10, or whatever you have in there. And just take it out, and I want you to kind of hold it in your hand and or put it on the counter in front of you if you have a counter since you're on, the computer, and just look at it. And what we're going to do now is very interesting. We're going to take away from that coin or bill the negative energy that the dark side imprinted on it. Okay? And you may go, gee, did they really do that? Yes, they did. I'm not saying that our government printed and imprinted into the dark side energy. I'm saying the dark side imprinted the energy into the money. And so saying it another way, when the energy has a negative charge on it, you probably don't want to have it. And so subconsciously, your body does not want to collect money. Does that make sense to you, Annika?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Is that why I feel like going shopping all the time and getting rid of it?
Yeah, that could be one way, too. Or maybe you might even want to repel and not even have it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that could bring you poverty consciousness because you don't want to deal with the energy of the money.
Yep.
So it could work both ways there. So you want to get it out of your life one way or another. So what we're going to do now is have a light shift come, and you probably still have the light shift insignia on your monitor screen. So we're going to bring in from the insignia the light shift energy, and it's going to discharge the negative energy on your money that's in front of you right now. Okay? So it feels like people now are opening their wallets up and getting out more bills, but it'll be just discharged off of these here, so you can feel it. You might want to run your hand over the top of the money. Normally, people do it within an inch to 6 inches away, and you may feel a charge on it, okay, of something, or you're going to feel the energy over the money, okay? So what we're going to do now is discharge that. So this is the imprinting that the dark side is transmitting in real time right now to your money, making you not want to have any more of it, okay? So we're going to take away this charge. So to do this, I'm going to count to 10. You might even actually see the energy change on the dollar bills if you're more sensitive. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, look at your money now and just kind of see how it feels to you. I want to hold it in your hand. Maybe before, you didn't really want to hold it, and now it feels okay to you. So what I can do with you on this clearing is go maybe through each year of your life here and do a whole life clearing where we actually discharge the imprinting that your body also has to reject money into your life, okay? So I need to do private sessions with that naturally, but this may just show you what you're actually feeling. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Annika, and maybe even Sylvia if she wants to comment on this particular healing right now.
Okay. I just felt the warmth from it when you were when we were feeling over it, and now it feels like it has a kind of a new neutralness about it. That I'm just talking about my dollar bill here.
Okay.
And I also was wondering about something that I didn't know that you're doing, and I don't exactly understand what it is. And I was wondering, maybe that has something to do with what you were talking about, what the dark side kind of puts something on to something like, let's say, the money. The dark art energetic implants and devices removal?
Okay.
What is that?
Okay, the dark arts. Maybe you could explain that too, Sylvia. I think we've done that before. You want to just kind of talk about that a little bit?
Well, I'll talk about it as best as I can. So there have there's been, so many types of practices done here on Earth. This could include, witchcraft or spells and different kinds of things like that. You hear references to people, bargaining with the devil to get something that they want or some kind of energy like that. And if a person has had experience with that, they'll usually resonate with that when they read about that on the list of services as something that they need. Not everybody has a lot of past with that or needs it. And Ron, maybe you can clarify whether or not that is a clearing that pertains to this lifetime or past lifetimes of the spirit, or if that's one that goes into generational clearings with the actual genetics.
It can probably go all different ways with that one. What I normally first start off with is this lifetime. Remember, this is what you're dealing with. All your troubles and stuff is coming up in this lifetime. So I would first do this lifetime clearing. And this would be people that probably have connected with you in the dark arts and is transmitting energies to you. And then from there, what you have is what's stored in your DNA from your ancestors. Were they also attacked by this here, which is also a carry-through into this lifetime? So the seven-generational clearing is great for that. So we'll just do a sample here. It gets into a lot of stuff. Unfortunately, people do that. This is all mind energy, and this is probably the most negative that people use with their mind, okay? Now, these are physical people doing this here. So here we go. I'll count to 10 again and take away some of these energies. And then we also can do a clearing, which may not be listed there, if you yourself have done this to people. So we can take away the energy that you have done yourself, causing people harm. Because I do have people who come on and they say, gee, Ron, I used to do this stuff all the time, and now I want to have this released from me, and I've harmed, you know, a couple hundred people by placing spells on them. So I can do that also to take away the energy of the spells that you created to someone else, and also, you know, help to heal yourself from that aspect. But this one here is mainly for people that have transmitted energies to you. Dark arts energy. So here we go. I'll count to 10. And again, just kind of do a body check at the end of it here, and I'll put some music on for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just sit back and relax and just see how your body is responding here. Everybody has their own sensations. You might want to get up and walk around. And typically, you should feel a little bit lighter. If you have been attacked by, say, a sorcerer or witch or whatever, you know, you may feel the pain has left you right now from the dark arts that's connected to you. Time's kind of coming to a close here. I'm used to going at 55 after, and now it's at 48. So the show starts a little bit earlier. So I guess I'll just say, if you would like to be a sponsor on the show, just let me know. We just ask for the $60 donation, and then you can become a sponsor. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Well, let's see. I think we might have time for one more special request from Annika. So is there something that you would particularly like to do before we close off tonight?
If there's time for birth trauma, Carrie.
Okay. So we'll do a sample of that here. This will be probably the most difficult emotional trauma that you've experienced here. I do, again, a whole session on this here, but here we go. So I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you can just see how you feel here. I would imagine most people would probably be able to breathe better afterwards. How are you feeling, Sylvia and Annika?
Go ahead, Annika.
Good. Yeah, I feel good. I feel relaxed. Yeah, it feels good. I don't know exactly. Maybe it's just the whole session that you did today, you know, all of it combined, too.
And all these samples are wonderful.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night we have Pauline as a sponsor.
Yeah.
So, yes, and it's a very special day for her. I believe it's her birthday, so she's going to be sponsoring the show so that she you can have a beautiful experience with that. And I'd actually like to suggest one more thing, if we can squeeze it in, Ron, something very special for Annika and her family. I know that she has a lovely family there with some children, and maybe we can just bring in beautiful energy from the light ship into her house and the houses of the listeners to give them a very peaceful night's sleep tonight.
Okay, so we'll bring in some peace energy. That'll come in through the lightship insignia, and this will be activated again for the next half an hour here. So just kind of watch your clock, and at half past on the hour, the lightship will take the energy away. So here it comes. Feels very good. And it's coming in right now. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the lightship. Wonderful.
Oh, it feels very good.
Yeah, it feels great to me.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight, Annika. I hope you enjoyed it. And I know the time always goes so fast.
It's great, though. This is a really good thing to do. I can totally recommend it.
Okay, thank you, Annika.
Yeah, thank you.
And if anyone's listening that would like to have their own special radio program, just give Ron an email, and we can easily set that up. So I'll just say good night and blessings to all, and see you tomorrow, 9 p.m. Pacific, for our next sponsored show and a beautiful time on the Creation Lightship. So blessings, everyone.
Blessings, everyone, too. So have a good night's rest, and hope to see you tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Lightship. Bye, everyone.
Bye.